לאילניש מסופקני משכמן בן רבינו אלי מלך, פה וכמה פרק דלת משנה א', שור שנוגח ארבע וחמיש שברים זה אחר זה, a shore that gores four or five shvarim, other oxes, one after the other. Yishalim la'achron shebehem. You pay back the last person. The Gemara explains that what we're dealing with here is that after the shore gored the first person's shore, let's say Reuven gored Shimon's shore. So now Shimon actually took this shore that went into his yard, let's say, and just gored his shore. He said, you know what, I'm keeping this here, sort of to hold as collateral until you pay me from this shore. This, the Mefarshim explain, is a libra de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that when a mazik damages with the shore, the nizik, the one that was damaged, doesn't have a partnership in the shore. Rather, it's almost like a lien, that if the mazik wants to pay him with money, he for sure can, but if he doesn't, he can collect from the shore. But what happens here is the person that's holding onto the shore, he becomes like a shomer sachar. Once he's holding onto the guy's shore, he's being shomer it. It's not his yet. So now Shimon, the shomer sachar, is watching onto the shore, and now it goes and it damaged Levi's shore. Shimon now has to pay Levi, and so on and so forth. Levi would go and watch the shore of Shimon's, because until he gets paid back, now it's technically this shore Levi's responsible for. He's a shomer sachar, so he's responsible for its damages. And the reason that this shore, even though it's goring so many times, is considered a short tum, some Rishonim learn the easiest way is just understand that they never warned the owner and based it. And if there's any leftover money remaining, you give it back to the previous owners. Meaning, so now, let's call the fourth guy Yehuda. When Yehuda demands his money from the third guy, Levi, and Yehuda now is holding this ox that really belonged to Levi in a certain sense at that time when it damaged Yehuda, because Levi was responsible for it, person number three. So since he's last in line right now, because person number five, Yisachar, let's call him, was taken care of, so now Yehuda needs payment, so he now has the ability, or he has at least leftover, that he can be paid towards what he was damaged. He was damaged 100, so yes, ultimately he paid 50 to the next guy, Yisachar, number five, but still he's got at least something coming to him, which is the 50 that's left over, that's going to be paid to him by Levi. Because Levi pays from the shore of the Mazik. This shore, 50 of it is still around to pay. And the Mishnah continues, V'miyesh bo mosar, and if there's still left over, yachzer shelifnei fanav, then the guy before him gets paid. In other words, if there's any leftover still, then Levi gets paid. Va'achron achron nisker, divrei b'meir. The last guy always benefits. He's the one that gets paid if there's left over, like we explained. And this is a libo, the Rabbi Shmuel's shita, that when you take something as collateral to hold on to it, you become the full-fledged owner, at least regarding responsibility of what it damages. Because you're serving as a shomer sachar, and a shomer sachar is responsible when the thing that he's watching goes and damages. However, Rabbi Shimon, who holds like Rabbi Akiva holds, that when a shore is mazik somebody, the person that was damaged, the nizik, actually has a right in the shore itself. So therefore, if a shore that's worth 200 damages, another shore that's worth 200. The easiest example. The nevela is worth nothing. The carcass is worth nothing. Since it's chatzi nezek and it's worth 200, so the mazik only pays him 100. So the nizik gets 100, the mazik gets to keep 100. But this shore, now, same case. The nizik took the shore and it went and damaged another person. It damaged Levi, the third guy. Ha'achron no tilmana. Levi gets his 100. V'shelafanav, but Reuven and Shimon, zeh no til chamishim zuz, v'zeh no til chamishim zuz. He disagrees, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that now Reuven and Shimon, they split. Because once Shimon is damaged, Shimon lost his shore, Shimon now becomes a partner in Reuven's shore. So now this shore went and damaged Levi, even though it was being held in Shimon's Rishus, it still has a shaychus to Reuven. Because since Shimon is a partner, just like one partner could be holding something, it doesn't mean it's only that partner's that day. And therefore, if it goes and damages, both of them are responsible. And therefore, the Mishnah continues. Chazav nagach shor acher shavu masayim, if it now goes and gores another shore that's worth 200, and the carcass is worth nothing. Ha'achron noytel mana. Since his shore was killed, and it was worth 200, he takes chatzi nezek, which is a mana, which is 100 zuz. V'shalafon of chamishim zuz, and the guy before him takes 50. U'shnaim harishonim diner zav. And the first two guys take 25. What we mean by that is the following. Like we said, Reuven's shore damages Shimon. So now Reuven and Shimon become partners, according to Rabbi Shimon. Partners would mean that in a shor that's worth 200, they each now own 100. Reuven has to pay Shimon chatzi nezek, so that's 100. So that's what they now own. Now when this shor goes and gores Levi's shor, now Reuven and Shimon have to pay Levi 100 zuz. So if you look at it right now, when you look at this shor now, Levi owns 100 zuz of this shor, and now Reuven and Shimon, they also own 100 together, so therefore they each own 50. Now, if this shor, who's half-owned Levi, and the quarter of it, which is 50, quarter of the 200, is owned by Reuven and Shimon, this shor goes and now damages Yehuda's shor, so now Yehuda becomes 100 zuz ownership, 100 out of the 200 he owns. And now, when you split the other 100, so you have Levi's chelik that he owned in the shor is cut in half, so he went from 100 to 50, and then also Reuven and Shimon's is also cut in half, so now they each own 25.